Ireland's national folklore collection is rich with stories of wildflowers being used in the preparation of remedies, including that of a woman from Cork who spoke of a generations-old recipe for making a poultice that included the leaves of the bucolon bui, that's ragwort, cut up and boiled for an hour, then mixed with fresh butter, hog's lard and beeswax. Imagine the soothing in that treatment and the healing that comes with a gentle and caring hand. In the consumer-driven world we inhabit, instant pain relief is bought in a packet, and we have all but lost our connection with the natural world and the treasures it still holds in the wild ditches we whiz by every day. To be sure, our farming community would have a less misty-eyed view of certain noxious weeds, and they must take every action to protect their animals. But for every toxic property, there is also a detoxifying and balancing property, nature's very own weighing scales of justice. In the fields of the heart, too, there is poison, and there is balm. There is good, and there is evil. And it is my lifetime's work to discern which is which, to cultivate one and control the other. The great mystic Teresa of Avila likened this work to that of a labourer carrying water to the garden of the soul, tending to all that grows within, the dandelion and the rose, living in the shadow and the shelter of each other.